It's the Anfield Wrap post-match show after Liverpool 5, West Ham 1 in the Carabao Cup. We're here in the Glenbuck. Gibbo's having a rare night off, so you've got me, Neil Dockin, I'm here with Craig Hannon, Andy Bell, Josh Sexton, to reflect on the record-winning Reds, the record holders of the League Cup. They smashed West Ham 5-1 in December when David Moyes was in charge. They got rid of David Moyes and we twatted them 5-1 again. Well done, lads. Nothing's changed. And I'll tell you what else hasn't changed. Liverpool's second strings tearing it up in the League Cup. We won the final with the kids in February. And look at that second string, Josh. Can they do it again?
I absolutely live for that, by the way. I said in the ground, I'm so looking forward to Neil Docking's intro. I was almost disappointed when you started introducing us all, being like, he's not going to cut a promo here. Just unreal, wasn't it? Like, it's not one of those unreal start to finish. Like, it's a second string 11, like you say. There's going to be little sort of mistakes in the game. There's a mistake that leads to the goal. West Ham obviously don't score their own goal because they're shite. Liverpool score it for them. And there's a couple of moments in the game where Liverpool aren't sort of right at it in the way that the first string would be because they've not been playing very many minutes. But then, second half especially, they just turn it on and just start to take the piss. And like, you can start going through individuals again, and I'm sure we will as we go on through the show, but like Cody Gakpo tonight, just unbelievable, like so good, to the point where my mate was saying next to me, he's like, Cody Gakpo man of the match. And then that's before he'd scored the two goals, and he scores two goals just to make sure he's really re-emphasising that point. So yeah, lovely night to be in Anfield.
It's a long way before he can be compared to Arjen Robben. But if you're going to have one trick...
I disagree, I think he's well better.
If you're going to have one trick and be able to do it time and time again, it's not a bad trick, is it? Being able to cut in, twat it, and score. And the good thing is, with the efforts he's having, a couple of times, yeah, the keeper gets something to it, and then it's spilling and it's breaking, and you might, you know, feed off the scraps. So he's always dangerous on that flank. And once again, you're thinking, why didn't we see him there more often last season? But that's the past, and like, he's very much part of our future now.